Yeah, it's very special to me. You know, I've had a few homecomings before. Every time they get a little bit bigger, and I plan on keep doing that. I plan on keep making these homecomings bigger, better. You know, more belts now. It's not medals anymore, it's belts. And, you know, this is what it's all about. It's about going away, working hard, being determined, doing what I set out to do and what I've set out to achieve, and coming back and celebrating and enjoying it with the people that I grew up with. You know, and like sitting out there with the likes of Paul McCluskey, the likes of Charlie Nash, men that, you know, obviously Charlie was a long bit before my time, but the likes of Paul there, you know, looking up to him. I used to go up to Breen's gym in Belfast and spar him and everything, and he was fighting against Amir Khan, he was fighting for world titles, European titles. This man was doing what I wanted to get to, and then to have him come here to celebrate something that I have achieved, you know, it just, I think, number one, it makes me feel like I'm really achieving, you know what I mean, because that man has been the heights that I want to get to. And for him to be coming now to congratulate me and to show his appreciation of where I'm going in my career, it's unbelievable. And Paul, you know, even him just coming here, and Henry Coyle, you know, just showing their support just shows you how grounded they are as well. They're not thinking, who's this young kid coming up now trying to do better than us? You know, and there's a lot of people out there like that.
Yeah.
But these men aren't. The likes of Jason Black showing up there tonight, you know, I've only recently kind of started to get to know Jason personally, and the man's so inspirational. You know, them's the type of people you want around you. You know, them's the type of people that sends off good vibes around you. You don't want people around you that's always complaining about this or that, or, you know, Jason's always there giving off good vibes, giving off good positivity and helping you along the way. And also Danny O'Carroll as well. Like, you know, he mightn't be in the sport, he's in the comedy, you know, something a bit different. But he was meant to be flying to Belfast in the morning, or to on holidays to Spain in the morning, and he was meant to be staying in Belfast tonight, but he changed his mind and came here instead. You know, something like that really shows me what I'm doing is good and is being appreciative, and it makes me go out and work even harder.
As it was mentioned tonight, when you are away for long periods of times, it can get lonely. But with social media and the way things are in the modern day, it's so important to you to have so much support at home, heading across the Atlantic to the America and speaking so passionately as you did tonight. The likes of Patsy McGonigal is just one example. And that's very, very important to you to get to your targets and your goals, because that support is a huge factor in it all.
Without a doubt, you know, coming into a big fight, every fight now is starting to get bigger, and I noticed in my last camp I wasn't 100% happy going into my fight. I missed home, but it wasn't home that I missed. It was the likes of Patsy. It was the likes of having a strength and conditioning coach, a physio, a psychologist that knows the crack. Do you know what I mean? That knows the banter that Irish people have, that familiarity that we have with each other. And Patsy's just been unbelievable, to be honest. He's just always been there from day one. You know, as I says, he's like a best friend. Like, you know, I have an amazing father. He's like a grandfather even figure, you know, somebody that you sit back and look up to, and, you know, whatever he says, you listen. You know, and everybody knows Patsy, and everybody knows how great he is and what he's done for this country, not even county. Let's even look out the window, like what he has helped create here in the Fanbally Centre. And even coming into a fight as well, I'm always listening, I always stick on Highland on the radio as well, you know, because just to hear the accent, to hear the voices, to hear the music from back at home, just to hear somebody on the Power Hour or something saying that, turn about in the tractor, would you put on Special D, whatever. You know, like, it's stuff like, but, you know, I laugh at it myself, like, but it's stuff like that that just gives you a sense of contentness again, you know what I mean? And just gives you that sense of loneliness, it breaks it away a little bit, you know, so I'll get a hand taken out of me from the boys for saying that, don't I?
You mentioned Paul McCluskey that you looked up to.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of young teenagers and young children, boys and girls in there tonight that are now looking up to you, and the manner in which you spoke to them tonight, the belief that you have in yourself, you're trying to sort of transpond that onto them, that not just in sport, but in general life goals, anything is possible, Jason?
You know, the way I look at life now, LA has changed me so much. LA is very fake, and LA is very plastic surgery and da-da-da kind of stuff out there, but it's very positive. I've learned to be a more positive person, to look at things in a different way, to stay away from drama, to stay away from negative energy. You know, and I would have heard people talking about negative energy and positive energy and all this. I'd be like, what are they on about? Like, energy is if you can get up and jump about and stuff like that, you know. But I was like, what's these people on about? But the more I've been there, the more I've kind of changed my way of thinking. And, you know, I don't care if I go out and never want to fight again. I've achieved so much already, and I'm happy with what I achieved. But I have so much more to give, and I want to give so much more. But at the end of the day, it's about being happy. It's not about going out winning belts and making as much money as you can. That will make me happy, so that's why I'm doing it. And I'm happy doing this. But if that happiness ever changed, or if I ever started to dislike the sport, I'd be gone out the door. Because you have to be happy in life no matter what you do. And you can't put pressure on things that, you know, that people tell you that you should be this or you should be that. You know, you have to do what... And I've got caught up in that. I've did things. You know, I've made decisions in my life based on what people were talking in my ear. But I've learned from them. And, you know, making mistakes is a good thing if you can learn from them.
Yeah. Let's talk about the hand injury. You had to go through surgery. You went through a sort of torrid time during the fight and still came out on the better side with the title. When's the hand going to be 100% again?
Well, the hand is 100%. It's surgery went great, full recovery. It's just getting into rehab now, getting the head right now, you know, getting back into training, cardio. I'll be doing training now. I'm dreading it, running around that track now with Patsy roaring and shouting at me, you know. So I'm looking forward to it, though. I really am, because I'm the type of person that always needs to be doing something. I like my downtime, but only for a week or two and then get back at it again. So I was scunnered in LA after the surgery because I couldn't come home. I had pins in the hand. I couldn't fly with them. I couldn't get into the pool. I couldn't do nothing, you know. So it was a frustrating time for me. I really missed home because I was doing nothing but lying about the apartment. And, you know, people might say, what's that fella on about? He's living out in LA, you know. But it doesn't matter where you are. It's the people that make the heart warm. And, you know, I have my best friend out there with me, Elvis, who's moved out about a year ago, and it's great to have him out there, you know. But at the end of the day, he's one person there, but you want your family around as well. You want your mother, you want your sisters, you want your aunties, uncles, whatever. You just want them hugging you, and just that kind of love, you know, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, I don't want to be putting negatives on a positive spin here, Jason, There was some bad talk in press in America after the title fight. And I suppose when you're in a zone where you're down because you get the hand injury, how disappointing or how hard was that to deal with? Because it wasn't very fair, because they didn't understand the extent of the injury at the time. We knew, because we spoke to you immediately after the fight. That was the Donegal media.
Yeah.
But the Americans never didn't have a clue. And stuff was going out there that basically was untrue and unfair to you, David.
But you have to turn everything around. Mm. It was a negative, but was it a negative? Because then people are talking about me, saying that what's wrong with Quigley, what's this? It was a positive, because my game plan was to not show my opponent that I was hurt. And I didn't just fool him, I fooled everybody watching the fight. So that's a positive. I did my game 100%, 110%. Nobody even knew that I had an injury until after the fight. So that was the positive. That was great on my behalf. These guys talking about me saying this and that, these are very experienced men, and they couldn't even tell that I had a broken hand, that I tore a tendon, anything like that. And yes, they talked about me and they says this and they says that. But what I'm looking forward to, and what I keep to myself, is whenever I have 3 or 4 world title belts strapped around me, I'll say, what do you have to say now? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They says what they says. I listen to them. They're smart men.
Yeah.
They have been trained world champions, being in the ring themselves, world champions themselves, of course I listen. I'd be stupid if I didn't listen to them. I listen to them, I take what I think out of it that's positive and what can help me, and what isn't, I leave it there. But, you know, it's only drove me on. It puts me a wee bit under the radar again. So when I come up, it's going to be bigger and better again.
Yeah. Is that where you want to be? Because we heard it mentioned tonight, there's been a lot made of certain Irish boxers who have just turned professional. They've got a couple of fights under their belt. But Jason Quigley's stateside, 13-0, under the radar, coming from behind. Is that the preferred way that you want to go now to become a world champion?
Everything will come when it's meant to come. The press, the media, RTE, everyone that isn't really giving me what they should be giving me will be looking to buy my fights. When I'm the talk of this country, when I'm doing my country so proud that they want to show me on TV, that's when they'll come looking then. And, you know, it's a roller coaster. You know what I mean? You're going to fall out with people. You're going to be on good terms with people, this and that. You know, RTE isn't showing me now. That's okay. That's all right. I'm doing my thing. I'm not nowhere near where I want to be yet. But when I do get to where I want to be, I have faith and I have clarity in RTE and the national media that they're going to jump on board then, and that they are going to show how proud of it, not just a Donegal Battle of Fame man, how proud of an Irish man I am. Every time I get in through those ropes, I wear that tricolour. I fly that flag. I represent my country. So it would only be silly if they didn't, because I'm doing my country proud, and I'm going to bleed, I'm going to break bones, I'm going to do whatever it takes to keep doing my country proud and winning world titles.
In your own head, how far away is it that we can see Jason Quigley to that place that you want to be, you just mentioned?
That's a goal and a vision that I have in my head for a long time. Of course, it changes all the time because of fights, injuries. You know, this sets me back 6 months. So for me, I would like another 3-4 defenses of this belt. 10 rounds, hard, good fights, experienced fights. And I want to get myself mentally, physically, experience-wise, ready for when my shot comes. Because when my shot comes, I don't want to say, oh, I took it too early. Or, oh, I don't like to feel, I don't like to lose. Some of my best advances in my career have come from losses. But I have learned now that a loss and a defeat makes me more hungry. And I'm not ready to lose or get defeated no more. I know what it feels like. I lost a world final. I already fought for a world title and I lost. And I'm not going to let that happen again.
I spoke to you a couple of years ago on a sports review of the year where you said you wanted at some stage to own a Lamborghini. So, you know, last week on Snapchat, we've seen you driving a Lamborghini down Hollywood Boulevard. First of all, is the car yours?
I wish it was. Of course it is. No, like, as I said, you say these things, you vision them, and you make them happen. And it's not mine yet, but I will have one. I plan on driving her through the streets of Baba Fee, even down to Letterkenny sometime. But, you know, them's the things that drive me on. Yeah. You know, I had to taste it. I had to see what it felt like. And to be honest, I'd love to have brought it back to the Donegal Rally now. But I don't think I'll make it back for that. Yeah. But no, it's, you know, I'm living a good life. I really am. I'm very pleased and blessed to be living the life that I'm living. I train hard, I work hard, I discipline myself. And when I get my downtime, I go out and enjoy it. And driving a Lamborghini and, you know, when all the dots and the roads and the lights in the street become one and you're put back in the back of that seat, it's a nice feeling, and it's a buzz that I get out of life, you know what I mean? I'm still young, and, you know, I have to keep myself excited, and I have to enjoy the life that I'm living, and that's exactly what I'm doing. But the Lamborghini's done. I've tested it out. I know now I want to get one. I know what they drive like, so yeah. I'm ready to buy one now when the time comes. So it's just a matter of staying hard, working hard, and just keeping the head down.
Just finally then, when are we looking at you getting back into the ring? When's your next fight going to be? When's the first title defence going to be?
I hope now on the hand now, staying good, you know, doing the proper rehab, doing the proper recovery, get back to some light punching in September, and then following up then with a fight hopefully at the end of the year.
Well, listen, just we'll all look forward to watching you in the future, the first defence, and as you said tonight, hopefully there'll be many more belts on the table and here in the Fun Valley Centre. Thanks for talking to us.
Definitely, thank you.